Now we move to additional points of benefit with respect to the salah. The qualities of the Ratibatul Fajr, the Sunnah, the regular Sunnah of Fajr, there are six qualities for this prayer. First, it is better than this worldly life and what's in it. Second, it's the best of a rawatib, it's the best of the regular sunan. Third, it is prayed in residence and in travel. It is prayed in residence and in travel. And fourth, it's the sunnah to make it light. The fifth, it's a sunnah to lay on one side after praying it. And the sixth is, it has a particular recitation. It has a particular recitation. These are the six qualities of Sunnatul Fajr, the regular Sunnah of Fajr. Now, there are two rak'ahs whereby it is a Sunnah to make them light, to pray them lightly. First, the Sunnah of Al-Fajr. Second, the two rak'ah that the person offers upon entering the masjid on Jumu'ah, Friday, while the Imam is giving the sermon. And the third is the two rak'ah of tawaf after the tawaf. The fourth, if one is praying them in nafil and the fard is called. And the fifth is the two rak'ah, the opening two rak'ahs for Salatul Layl, for the night prayers. And sixth, upon hearing the child crying. And the seventh is, according to some scholars, this includes Tahiyyatul Masjid, the two rak'ah of salutation to the masjid, upon entering the masjid. What does it mean to light, to make them light? What does it mean to make them light? It means to restrict oneself to conclude what is wajib in them. To conclude what is wajib on them or in them. And therefore, it is not permissible to lighten them in a way which will compromise the what is obligatory. Next, it is permissible to discontinue the nafil prayer if there is a valid cause, like the parents calling upon the person in prayer. Otherwise, it is disliked to discontinue them. With respect to the regular next benefit, with respect to the rawatib, the regular sunan, The origin is to pray them at home. The principle is that they should be prayed at home, except that which is legalized to pray at the masjid, like tahiyyatul masjid, like the 2 rak'ah upon arrival from travel in the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't make your homes like graves. Why they are to be done, and why it is better that they be done at home? Because this is closer to be safe from show off. And also because in this way the people, the family at home will know of the importance of these prayers, and especially this is important to the children because they can learn and benefit. There may be situations where the regular sunan, where the performance of the regular sunan at the masjid is better. There may be situations where the performance of these regular sunan at the masjid is better. Like, for example, if someone is invited to attend a feast or dinner or lunch right after the prayers, it is better for him to perform the sunan, the regular sunan at the masjid, because again, if he goes to this place to pray them, it will be feared that this will affect his ikhlas, his purity of intention, and it will be close to riya, show off. Also, in situations where if at certain times there may be invitations at home and it's really very distracting to pray them at home, then in this case it will be better that they are prayed at the masjid. This is also the case in situations where praying the prayer in its early time, in the beginning of its time, we know this is better than delaying it. But suppose a person at this time is distracted with many things in his thoughts and so forth, and it will be more for the tranquility in salah to delay it, to delay the salah from its early time, then in this case the delay is better. And also in situations, for example, this is similar to situations where we know that the Quran is the best of remembrance. But if someone is reciting the Quran and then he hears the adhan, in this case it is better to stop the recitation and say what the muadhin says, because otherwise this will be missed. With respect to the traveler, it is legal for him to pray the regular sunan and the non-regular sunan, but it is a sunnah for him not to pray the regular sunan of al-dhuhr, al-maghrib, and al-isha, but he prays the Fajr, regular sunnah, and the sunnah of wudu, the 2 rak'ah after wudu, also the witr, and the night prayer, and al-duha, all of this the traveler can perform. Now, suppose the traveler is praying behind an imam who completes the salah, should he pray the regular sunnah of this particular salah? The answer is no, because in this case he is completing the fard prayer due to the obligation to follow the imam. These are some of the benefits with respect to salah for tonight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them benefits for myself and for all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.